With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He had a decades-long career in public service as a White House chief of staff, a congressman, defense secretary, and vice president. Dick Cheney has died. Back in 2015, he spoke of how he wanted to be remembered.
Here was a believer in America, so fortunate in his life experiences, so blessed in his friends, and so grateful all his days to have served as vice president of the United States of America.
Dick Cheney was 84 years old. Voters in New York City going to the polls today to elect a mayor. The contest pits self-described Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani against independent Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. President Trump, describing Mamdani as a communist, has endorsed Cuomo while admitting that he's no big fan of the former governor. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey choosing governors in closely watched contests in those states. The New Jersey race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli is said to be especially close. In Virginia, voters choosing between Republican Winsome Earl Sears, a current lieutenant governor, and Democrat Abigail Spanberger. Top Republican in the Senate, optimistic that the federal government could reopen by week's end.
With the government shutdown now in its 35th day, there are some fresh signs it could end soon. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he thinks they're getting close to an off-ramp. Talks are taking place about promising a vote on the health care tax credits that are being pushed by Democrats. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said it will partially fund the SNAP food assistance program this month by tapping an emergency fund. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are in the red, but off their session lows. The Dow down about 75 points now. The Nasdaq is off 200 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on faith.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about two-thirds of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other one-third would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's official. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica is the world's tallest church, now that a part of its central tower has been lifted into place. The masterwork now rises to 534 feet above the city, just beating out the tip of the spire of a German cathedral that tops out at 530 feet. And it is still growing. The central tower of Jesus Christ that is rising from the top of the church will reach 564 feet when completed. This is SRN News. Microsoft will be shipping NVIDIA's advanced AI chips to the United Arab Emirates.
The U.S. Commerce Department approved the deal back in September. The company plans to send more than 60,000 NVIDIA chips, including the advanced GB300 Grace Blackwell chips, for use in the UAE data centers. The UAE's access to the chips is linked to its pledge to invest $1.4 trillion in U.S. energy and AI projects. Microsoft's announcement, part of its $15.2 billion investment in UAE technology. Bob Agner reporting.
Starbucks forming a joint venture with a Chinese investment firm to operate Starbucks stores in China. Under that agreement, Chinese interests will acquire a 60% stake in Starbucks retail operations in China, valued at $4 billion. Starbucks initially entered China close to 30 years ago. More details, SRN News.com.